Cranky isn't cranky anymore. Alyssa's cranky.
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I'm just going to start filling myself with being the same one on this broadcast. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the April Fool's edition of Addicts Live with myself. I am Alyssa. The one behind the white wall at the insane asylum is the one, the only Wookie, a.k.a. Joe, a.k.a. Wook, a.k.a. Fuzzball, a.k.a. he's really tired. and next to him, the inconspicuous man in tan, our real-life man in tan, the one, the only, cranky old guy, a.k.a. Patrick, a.k.a. he really likes dressing up for these shows.
It's because I secretly am not wearing pants. So I just keep something interesting on the top, right?
We're still carrying over that not wearing pants theme, huh? From the very first episode, 9 episodes in, we're still not wearing pants.
Absolutely,
I'm not wearing pants. I'm wearing shorts.
Well, for the record, I am wearing pants. So,
okay, well, that's good. Yeah,
shorts aren't pants.
You're right. Shorts are not pants, but I am wearing pants, like actual pants. So,
okay.
All right, so let's. You guys may have noticed there is no poll this week. That is because we're gonna have a little fun. It is April Fool's Day, so we're gonna have a little fun later. And by later, I mean after this video, this broadcast, we're gonna have a April Fool's contest. You guys may have noticed up in the banner. Some of you have already pointed this out. The banner up above this broadcast. I'm trying not to give you guys my middle finger. The banner above the broadcast. I do actually point with that finger. So has some funny things going on with it. So I want you guys to study it, take a look at it, because there are some things that are wrong with that banner that shouldn't be there. And we're going to have a contest later all about that. So right after this broadcast, you will see that will go up. So you guys can enter for your chance to win a $10 of a gift card for the platform of your choice, Amazon, iOS, or Android. This is open to all Addicts readers, whether you're in the U.S. or not. Those of you not in the U.S. Cannot give you a gift card, so you will get an alternative prize. Trust me, you'll be happy with the alternative prize. It is not a trinket. Participate. That's all I can tell you.
In some countries, right?
Yes. So with that, anyone who have any interesting commentary you want to give to start the show off, or do you want to just jump right into things?
Man, this has just been the week. That's all. We'll just leave it at that. This is the week. This is the week where the wedding, Uganda, the new Rotary thing, the golf club, my regular business, it all came to focus on Thursday, and I started at 4 in the morning, and I finished at about 3 in the morning the next day, and I still don't feel good. So there you go. I'm too old for this. I need to get through these weddings.
Yeah, coffee is good, and the word break in spring break does not mean break, unless it means break the Wookiee.
Yeah. So, yeah, as all of you remember, Mrs. Miller is a teacher, so she gets spring break, and so the whole time, you know, it's like I'm trying not to grit my teeth, but she did go to Portland to visit family for a couple of days, which was good timing because I was losing it, so, but no break, don't break for cranky at this point.
Well, you guys may have noticed I'm wearing a baseball hat for the best team ever, the Yankees, because tomorrow is opening day. The Yankees play their first game of the season tomorrow. So I'm going to remind everyone to wear their cap. I'm going to put this on backwards because it's driving me crazy. I'm going to remind everyone to wear their cap tomorrow or Monday for the hashtag I've got my cap on from Major League Baseball, but I'm stoked. I did my part. See, I follow instructions. I am stoked for the start of baseball season. What were you going to say?
I thought green was more of a Boston color.
So I thought too. I didn't say anything. I was biting my tongue. I thought that's interesting. Colors.
Listen, first of all, I like green. But
New York Celtics.
It was either this or a Phillies hat, and I wouldn't want to wear a Phillies hat on video. So
yeah,
only the Phillies games. So that all being said, let's jump into it. We had a event, a big event hit our games this week, a couple days ago. Secret Agents.
Yeah.
Hence the look. This is not just a hangover look. I was actually going for the man in
lies, all lies. Hangover look.
When I first saw it, I was like, so it's like Indiana Jones in the future when he could shield his eyes from the sun.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Indiana Jones after he sold himself off to the Russians. So we're all spies.
Yes, something like that. So what are your guys' initial reactions to the event, the spy event? My hat, I'm going crazy with this hat on my head. I'm taking this off. What are your initials?
I'm zipping down for the other reason that we're excited because Final Four, baby, Final Four. Anyway, sorry.
Yes, I gave Villanova the kiss of death last episode, so my apologies to Villanova for giving them the kiss of death.
We're just happy to be in the Final Four, proud to be here, you know, all that good stuff. We'll see. It's going to be a good game. As far as the event, I have to admit, I am not as happy today as I was 2 or 3 days ago, only because.
Uh-oh, we lost Pat.
Uh-oh.
Only because he disappeared.
Oh, ta-da! That's why. Ta-da! Man.
That was weird. We've never done this on the phone before. This is weird.
Oh man, that was great. That was great. He just disappeared.
Talk about the Russian hackers, right?
I am disappointed because boom, screen fade.
Anyway, bottom line is that it started out really good. I loved it. It was really cooking. It really felt like they were going to really come on, and then they cut it short, you know, then they just made it short. And so, I mean, as far as the dialogue and everything else, to me, it just didn't feel genuine. You know what I'm saying? They could have done more. I like the stuff. I like the event. I like the stuff, you know, the flavor, the timing is crazy in regards to life, real life events, but man, they cut these things so short on dialogue and follow through. Now we're just into grinding mode again. So,
who doesn't love to grind?
Me, apparently.
Well, look, we're just messing with Wookiee because he had like no sleep, so we're trying to just screw with his mind.
It's like being at a dance club, so much grinding, but. We lost Patrick again. Oh, there he is. Hi.
Live internet thread, guys. Live TV.
I am so tired.
This is really weird. I'm sorry. I've never used my phone before, and I have to obviously tell people, you can't call me. So it was an attempt.
Honestly, I don't like this event.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I saw the flash screen. Alyssa sent it to us, and I was like, oh, cool, spies. But I don't know. I guess I'm just not a big fan of spies movies, and I don't think there's enough Simpsons content. And I don't really want to go back and rewatch spy episodes. And just like taking the Cypress Creek episode, which is great, a great episode. I love Hank Scorpio. And then just making us pay so much donuts for like singular items from it. Like EA couldn't have the like cojones to just like make those the prizes, like to build Cypress Creek. It's like a really great idea for a mini event that was turned into this bloated grind fest. And I don't know, it's weird. It's the first event where just from the beginning, I'm like, what's going on with the schematics? And I don't know. I feel like they loaded up their spy gun, and it turns out Rowan Atkinson is the star of the movie, and it's like bubblegum. So, yeah.
Wow, you're going deep into references there.
Maybe it's because I've had like 3 hours of sleep, or
you're still hallucinating.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I was gonna say, outed because you're tired.
Yeah. But Rowan Atkinson, he's funny. Go watch him.
He is. I guess, you know, I agree with you on the thing that if you really break down the prizes, there's some cool prizes. There's some fun stuff. They keep introducing little things you can get for less donuts or whatever. But it feels, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's very early. We'll see if the ones that you earn in Act 2 and 3 are, you know, worthy prizes. But at this point, I agree with you. It's kind of like I have a lot of these guys. I don't really want to spend money just so they can, you know, have funnier arms or something down the road. I don't get it, you know.
Yeah.
So as a reminder to everyone watching, and this is interactive, so share your thoughts on the event in the comments. We're going to be talking about it for a little while. So please share your thoughts, what your opinions are, what you think. You like it, you don't like it, you think Wookiee's crazy. Big Phil has said that the quest lines do seem to be getting shorter, which is true.
Yeah.
My opinion is, sorry, I like it. But I like it probably for different reasons than you guys like it, because I like when they add different elements to things. Even though it seems like it's like a regurgitation of a previous event, like the drone game is really just the spy bot, or this is spy bots, whatever, the sci-fi one, kind of a different version of it. Yeah. I like that they have thought about how they're going to do currency, like the schematics. I like that the schematics are difficult to get for crafting, and it's intentional because they have it staggered, and I wrote a whole post about this, but they have it staggered so that Act 2 you're going to get more, Act 3 you're going to get more. I like that because it's forcing people to play. Rather than rush ahead, finish everything in the first act, it spreads it out. It helps people who started late, because every event, we always have people that complain that they didn't see the event till like 3 days after it started because the EA didn't force an update and they didn't see their app store. So it kind of puts everybody on almost an even playing field, because as the event progresses, the payouts are higher. I like that.
I would agree with you. I mean, I guess as someone who wants to temper the event, I agree with you on parts of that. The question, I think, that goes back to what Wookiee is saying is, are the prizes good enough to grind for? That's the key.
Well, the other thing, too, is the last several events, the prizes haven't been amazing.
Yeah.
It's kind of their norm now. They take like what should be a mini event, make it a big event. So the prizes are all kind of like discombobulated and disjointed.
I kind of want a drone that can fly around my town. I don't think it's that hard. I mean,
you can buy the IRS one.
No, it doesn't fly around by yourself. You can't fly it around.
Oh, it flies around by itself. Yeah. No, not with the remote control.
I want one that I can remote control and go spy on Wookiee's town. Stuff like that, you know.
Well, so
if you're my friend, you could look at my town whenever you wanted.
You know, how come we haven't friended? I'm friends with Alyssa. What's your problem?
I thought I said we could become friends, and then you told me you were a busy entrepreneurial man, and then at some point we'd do it.
What? Once again. Wow. Once again, we're hashing out.
I cleared a bunch of dead weight yesterday.
Friends, it's April Fool's, and everything's okay.
Yeah, I gave people 6 weeks, and they failed. So I've got an opening. I'm coming at you.
Yeah, come at me, bro.
I will point out that the last episode, when everybody decided to pile up on me because my town was not pretty, it did force me to design my town. No, the last episode when the two of you were making fun of me.
Of your airport.
I didn't make fun of your town.
Your really lame airport, you mean?
My airport is not lame. I built it.
I know. Now it is. No, I'm saying it's
not. That face.
Wow.
You spent a lot of time on it. No. All right.
I think this hat's doing something to me. I think it's turning me into an evil spy guy. I'm swapping out. Hold on.
You guys are crazy. All right. So the
there we go.
Because it driving me crazy.
Again, that's like deja vu. That's the second time.
I put it on my head, and I was like, "Why did I do that? It's making me crazy. Why did I do that?" my point was that the two of them, the peer pressure from the two of them, forced me to design my town and do my airport and a bunch of other stuff. So my point to all that was maybe this will peer pressure Pat into actually adding Wookie as a friend.
I will do it the minute I can use my phone again.
That's funny.
All right, so topic. Sam, Happy Tapper, says, I've got to agree with Wookie. For the first few days, I was like, whoa, but now I'm like, is that it? When is it ending? I don't think there's enough content for a massive six-week event. Many items are blank, and you missed them. You only move twice. You only move twice item. Would you rather would have been better? Oh. You only move twice item would have been better as a mini event. Doesn't mean I wouldn't continue being happy. I won't continue being happy. Still, I need to learn how to read.
it's all right. I watched the senator stumbling on his big statement on the
that was really bad.
2 days ago. I thought, okay, that's fine. If senators can't read, why should school kids? You're fine.
So, and Pat, Grandma Madar said, duh, missed the first 5 minutes. Just realized Patrick is in spy mode. Was thinking, what's up with that hat? So,
and I'm in tan. I had tan on. I was joking before we went on air. I said, I knew this members only jacket would come in handy again someday.
Nice.
And Grandma Madar also wants to know, Patrick, no love for the ducks?
Hello?
No, I think she's referring to another thing.
The text I sent you earlier, that's the same. Grandma Madar.
No.
It's Josephine Kickass. I call her Grandma Madar.
We're going to be doing that ceremoniously.
Okay.
Somebody else will be actually applying that in real time.
Oh, wow.
For the audience when we get near the end of the performance there.
Okay.
So stay tuned, Grandma Madar, because things are about to get exciting. let's see.
Like I said, heads up for everybody.
Ebron just wants to remind everybody, because we were talking about the schematics and how difficult it is. Heads up for everybody. I noticed you can go for schematics every day in the daily challenge. If you hit the X, it should change your challenge. Today is now 30 extra for 2 drone games completed. Friendly reminder, if you're struggling to get schematics, you can X your daily challenges until you get schematics that pop up.
And again, struggling is relative. It's a relative term at this point. So there's no capital form.
But we were talking about mini events and how some of this stuff would have been a good mini event. I kind of want to talk about this idea that EA is foreshadowing themselves or giving themselves spoilers, if you will, because the last few events, the mini event has led up to the major event. It's been on the same theme. So you had like Lunar New Year was really fitting to go right into Destination Springfield. Now you had Rommelwood Academy, which was really fitting to go right into the spy event. Before that, you had the winter event, and then after that, you had Home of the Heretics. So it seems like they're doing mini events that kind of complement the major event, or major events that complement the mini event. I mean, what do you guys think? You think they're spoiling themselves, giving themselves some foreshadowing?
I don't know. I think you're
I don't
reaching.
See it. Yeah, I don't see how Rommelwood has anything to do with the spy event.
Yeah, but here's
like, really? So,
maybe Alyssa went to a private school. Maybe she knows something we don't.
Maybe.
Ah,
she's a member of the left hand super secret organization sorority.
Ooh, could be.
No, so honestly, when I first saw the splash screen that Liz sent, I saw the spy thing and I was like, I figured it out. Like when they were designing Cletus way back when, they noticed that Cletus came from the spy episode and they were like, oh, that'd be a really cool event. And then they got the ball rolling and were like, oh, there's not a lot. Well, we already did all this work, so here you go. Hey, guys. And the dialogue's been funny, but like you said, it was really short. Like, as soon as I'm laughing, there's no more of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think, I mean, to me, it's more, I don't know that it's so much of even that much planning, because they've gone off the reservation on all the last few episodes to where, as you said, it's not really true Simpsons stuff. You know, they have like one or two Simpson things from the show, but then they augment it heavily. So, yeah I mean, the last...
I don't know. I'm still... Go ahead.
I was just saying the last one was so not Simpsons. You know, I was kind of like, well, okay. Yeah, I guess but I get it. I don't know.
The Destination Springfield one?
Yeah, it didn't feel... It felt like it was... It felt cool, and yet, you know, yes, you could go back and say, well, yeah, the Springfields went, or the Simpsons went here, the Simpsons went here, Simpsons went here, but they could have done a lot more, and there was a lot of buildings that were never in anything. I don't know. You know, I'm being picky. Yeah. I'm being picky.
I like that one. And I guess it looks like if you look in the character collections, they're going to remedy one of the big mistakes from the last event, and we're going to get a certain Eastern European child who may or may not spy on people.
There you go.
So that has me really excited, but it's probably going to cost donuts, so don't get too excited unless you're ready to spend.
I will say, and this is, again, I don't want to go all super political, but I will say that the thing that amazes me the most is that they have to be planning these things like 6 months ago. They can't just bang this stuff out. There's a process that takes place. Yeah. And their timing politically is insanely weird. I mean, it almost goes to that weird thing we were talking about before, where Al Jean maybe is the super spy somewhere. He really does know what's going on. I don't know.
I think they can write the dialogue a lot closer to release than the rest of it. Like all the
dialogue
doesn't even,
the dialogue isn't as close as just the topic, the subject matter itself. I'm just saying the headlines are so full of this stuff, it's hilarious.
I'm just so baffled how you guys don't think Rommel would lend nicely into
I saw you cruising your computer looking for some way to nail us to the wall on that.
Explain it.
No, I'm just, you know, like spies. Every time I think of spies, I think of the government, military. It's all the same thing. I mean, they're categorically the same thing. Look, you have the same, you have the warheads, nuclear warheads are coming back. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're talking spies,
they're not like perfect.
The banking industry and CIA, that's what we need.
It's not a perfect segue. Like Lunar New Year was a nice segue into Destination Springfield. But like Homer the Heretic after the winter event, they both were about religion. Like when I'm saying it's the category of it. So
I agree with that.
So you've got Rama with like government, and then you've got spying. Like it's the same.
You do realize that you're starting to sound like every conspiracy theorist in the world, though. You can connect every dot if you look at the right dot and move it a little bit, you know?
Listen, I'm trying to give people a reason to pay attention to many events, okay? I'm trying to give people a reason to watch this show.
Let's go really deep and say that we have a pizza parlor in town, and we'll just leave it there. We'll just leave that conversation alone. There's a pizza parlor in town.
Grandma Madar, Josephine Kickass, says she agrees with me about the government and spy thing. So,
of course.
Suck it.
Get used to a gender bias going on here.
Oh, I'm old enough that I'm used to it.
Well, the other thing, too, I want to talk about, the EA with this event, in case you guys don't know, because a lot of people have made a lot of a big deal about this, even though we never post about it, EA has encrypted a section of the files, preventing people from seeing the dates and the cost for items that are coming in the future, which we don't talk about it anyway, so it doesn't really impact how we do our jobs here. It does prevent me from being able to schedule things, but it's not, you know, make or break on our site. But it is interesting
very
that they chose
odd timing. It's very it is, odd timing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, it's 5 years. 5 years they had no concern, and all of a sudden they decided that they're now I'm wondering if it relates to the fact that it's a spy event. They're trying to be clever and funny.
That's too. You give them too much credit.
That's really, yeah, that's, no, I could, that's really reaching. That is really reaching.
I could honestly see the boardroom, like, them being like, you know what, we're sick of them having all the information on the wiki, and we want surprises, and they're like, encrypt it. And then someone being like, well, it's not going to hurt addicts. Like, they don't put stuff out in advance anyways. And since we're the main, like, the main thing, yeah, they don't care.
Let's be honest about it. Let's be honest about it. We're about ready to be the only thing, pretty much. I mean, that's the thing that's fascinating about this whole process, is that it was the only real result was that our friend Gio basically said, hey, I don't have time for this, you know, and he's pulling way back because it is harder to get the information. We have a team, yeah. We have a huge community, we have people that communicate. The people that you know, add to every conversation, so that the three of us aren't having to really bust super hard every single event, and Alyssa busts more than anybody else. But we have members that are diving in, and it's not the case on other stuff. You know, the forum isn't a solution. The forum ends up being a, you know, a spitball fight every time anybody says anything. So it's just not, it's not.
I say a prayer once a week for the moderators of the forum.
Yeah. No kidding.
Those poor people.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody from EA is watching this, and I'm sure you are, EA or Fox, because you watch everything and you pay attention to everything, and it freaks me out sometimes. Email me. Let me know if you did that on purpose, because I'm curious. I won't tell anybody. I'm just curious.
She won't tell anybody at all. Wink, wink.
I won't tell. Listen, there are plenty of secrets I know that nobody else knows. But I'm just saying, if you know, like, if you did it on purpose because of the event, let me know. Just tell me. You know, I'm not going to share it.
You did go to a private school and you are a spy. Let's just cut to the chase and be done with it. I won't tell anybody.
No More Shiny says, regarding the Secret Agents events, happy the event items complement my In Limbo sci-fi items, which they complement each other okay. And sad that the Hank skin / decoration is 120 donuts. He also mentioned that he loves how that I was insecure about my town status, so because he shares the same sentiments. So.
I stopped
actually.
My town is what.
He also liked my hat.
Yeah, well, there you go. He probably wants a date.
Yeah.
Married. Sorry.
I know.
I'm excited to build Cypress Creek at some point next to my volcano lair. And I agree, some of the items will look good with sci-fi stuff, so that's a good idea. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna end up mixing and matching a lot of stuff. Again, the only thing I have to say is some of it's just laziness. If you look at a lot of the little items like the benches and everything else, I mean, just repurposing the same stuff over and over and over and over again is kind of just, you know, as we have said many times, EA lazy ass. So
I have a lot of hollow, like HOLO stuff sitting in my storage because was like, ooh, but I never did a dang thing with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm at 90. I think the last notice I got, I come at 9,600 items or something. Yeah. So at some point they're going to blow me up, but
yeah, you're getting close.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah,
100 with this event. They upped it another 100 with the event.
I don't do that ever since Homer disappeared during Halloween 2013. Yeah, so Homer
you're missing Homer.
Yeah, Homer went off reservation. He was like, "Screw your town, Wook," and it was like gone. Yeah, he was trying to go somewhere else, and it scared me. So
we euphemistically call that the unpleasantness. So,
unpleasantness.
And it was Wookiee's unpleasantness.
Yes. Oh yeah, yeah. It was bad. I almost quit.
I remember. I'm glad you didn't. Yeah. I would be sad. We wouldn't be here today.
More free time.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have to friend him. Now I'm being peer pressured into friending him.
I have said to Patrick, he came back to the site, the reason why our site works and we have the same people we had from the beginning, even including Patrick, because he was there in the beginning, is because we're friends. We all know each other. We've all met each other. Well, you haven't met Patrick, but I've met him. We all talk regularly. We have a good relationship. That's why our site works. So I don't know that the site would survive if you had quit. Just saying. And I can say that because,
you know. I can tell you it wouldn't have, because that was during a time that, never mind. There's a lot of reasons that never would have happened. I agree. You had to stay.
So
you're the weird glue. You stayed kind of peripheral friends with everybody, no matter what, even during our worst infighting. So you're the healer, Wook. You brought the family together again, man. No, it was. We know who it really was, Riley.
Yeah,
she's really pushy.
Uh oh,
phone's ringing.
That would be Mrs. Miller's phone that she never has with her.
I like that she's like old school with the classic ringtone. So it sounds like a phone.
She's really old school about the phone. She puts it in the charger, and I can't even tell you how many times a day I have to get up and answer her phone. It's insane. It is old school. It might as well be hanging on the wall with a cord. That's awesome.
She is a Russian bride, so yeah, that's why she's old school.
She's mail order.
For those who want to get that joke and didn't see it, watch last week's episode or last 2 weeks ago's episode, episode 8.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was the best. Oh, laughter.
Yeah. Mr. Pat. Mr. Shrub says, between the continual dialogue in DC and this secret agents event, I'm reminded of my late relative, Robert H. Morris Sr. He was a cryptographer and a computer scientist and was chief scientist for the NSA's National Computer Security Center. I saw him at a family gathering and asked what he was doing now that he was retired. He gave me a penetrating look and said, once a spy, always a spy.
Wow.
That was funny. He said, Bob created the three golden rules to ensure computer security. Do not own a computer, do not power it on, and do not use it.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
That's and Ebron, awesome.
And Ebron adds, I think the timing of a spy event is certainly fortuitous for EA if it wasn't planned, given that our own country's spy investigation has been going on since last fall. It's not unreasonable to think that it might have influenced the writers.
Yeah.
It's possible. I don't know.
So that's really crazy. That's great. Thank you for sharing that. Like, I think so. My grandfather did a lot of stuff with the Gemini project and like launching satellites, and he would come home from like work all the time and we'd be like, what'd you do today? And he was like, I worked, because he couldn't say anything.
Yeah.
And there's still things that are like super top secret that like on it, he could, even after he passed, we still don't know some of the stuff he worked on. So,
well, that's the way it's supposed to be, right?
There's some stuff I learned in the military that I can never talk about. So,
yeah.
There's some things in this house that I could never talk about, but it has nothing to do with anything. So, I told you, a vault.
That one time he cleaned the table and it wasn't Lemon Pledge.
Wait a minute, let me guess. Pete Rose lives in your basement, right?
Shh.
He might finally get in.
I Buy Low says, being an Illinois alum, I have to say, go all the way Ducks. But I will also say I'm a diehard Cardinal fan, and looking at that green New York hat is hard to take, even if they're the only team with more World Series championships than the Cardinals.
Yeah.
27. I can't do fingers. 27.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
I couldn't do this without this finger coming up. It's very weird.
Pretty soon we'll have like gang guys hitting our site. The West Coast
side. All right. So do we want to talk anything else about the spy event, or do we want to move on? Because it's 4 days, 5 days in. Obviously, the next episode we'll have a lot more to talk about once we know more about.
We'll see if it wins me over.
We'll see. That might hack our system by then. Yeah. Who knows?
Stay tuned for our next episode where these two will ridicule me for not putting this stuff in my town. We're not decorating my town with that stuff. And you know I do it out of love, Joe. I'm just teasing you. Joe's not really mean to me. He's nice.
Notice
I said nothing about Pat.
I will say we do have the most civil political debates of any of my friends. You and I could really get it going on the old instant messenger, and yet we both always walk away going, yeah, well, we'll see.
Yeah, that's good. Who just dated himself? Instant messenger? What is this? AIM?
Whatever. What do they call the phone message thing? What is that?
I think
text message.
Texting.
You click on your text messenger.
It comes in from the sky, honey. I don't know.
And Sam says, I don't know what a duck is, but woo, quack quack.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of something to compare it to. Worcester had a rugby team that actually played American football, but then decided to play basketball. No, never mind.
A duck, Sam, is the thing that likes to swim in the lakes and goes quack, 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 and walks.
So, like, yeah.
And they're yellow.
In Louisiana, they eat them. In Anaheim, they pretend that they're a hockey team.
And in Oregon, surprising fashion,
we got the licensing from Disney. We're the only
college
that has Disney licensing.
But in surprising fashion, there is no duck emoji.
But you know, so it's really
because Nike would own it.
Like,
that's why.
Well, yeah, Donald Duck doesn't wear pants, but when his shirt flies off, he covers his underparts. Like, what? I don't.
I feel like we need to play that music. The more you know.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that the Oregon Duck mascot thing goes clear back to the 40s, way back.
Yeah.
Walt actually gave the okay on it. It's a really rare.
It has to do with him supporting the Pac-10 or something like that.
Probably the Pac-6 back then. Anyway, yeah.
Right.
You're getting some ribbing. They're making fun of you because you said instant messaging, and Ebron tells you that it's time to cancel your AOL account.
Ironically, my sister has an AOL account. We just had this huge Facebook shade fest from all of my nieces, nephews, sisters, just attacking my sister because of her AOL account.
No, well, honestly, a lot of big people in media still have their AOL emails. Like, it's like a badge of honor because they all got emails back in the day when that was the only email, and they've kept them because it's like a marker of status. So maybe that just
it's also stupid. I mean, I was an AOL greenhouse developer. I mean, back in '96, and it's like I got rid of my AOL account as soon as it went sideways. I mean, once Netscape and Andreessen and all that stuff got involved, it's like goodbye. So yeah, I mean AOL, Yahoo.
Yeah.
Gmail, folks, Gmail. Just let them.
I still have a Yahoo email.
I do too.
Yeah, like
Yahoo
emails are now like old school.
I have.
They're also the most hacked now, currently.
Well, I don't use it. I just have it. The Russians can hack it all they want. There's nothing for them to find. No More Shiny says that he's married too. But sure, he does want a date with all three of us at Universal Studios Springfield in Orlando. Let's all head to Moe's and drink Flaming Moe's while tapping for hours.
There we go.
But that was Orlando. We're going to Hollywood.
As long as we have time to go to Disneyland. Yeah. Oh, Orlando. No, we're not doing Orlando. No, sorry.
I'll be there in a month, but I'm not going to Universal. Sorry.
Do something about the humidity and I might consider it. Last time I went to Orlando, I almost died.
My dad lives in Florida, No More Shiny, so if I end up down that way and go, I'll let Tappers know.
There you go.
All right, so let's jump to questions. While we're trying to stay within our time limit. Let's see. Carrie Rowe wants to know, what do each of us like about EA? Pat, you can go first.
Wow.
I wonder if Terry Rowe works for EA.
What do we like about EA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing.
They've kept the game alive. There we go. They've kept the game alive for a long time. And that's about as far as you can go with it.
Sorry. You stole my answer.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I, for one, am a big fan of vowels. I also like I-O-U. So,
yeah. I like EA because you can use the letters in so many derogatory terms about EA. It works out
great. All right. I like EA because they came out with the Sims game way back in the 90s. And the Sims game is the prelude to all this stuff. So, I used to play the Sims. That game was fun.
There's sports games where the mad notch when I was a kid, like EA, it's in the game. So
yeah. Well, they're still up there with like the golf. I mean, people still play Madden in the golf game, and there's still a couple of, you know, there's a lot of people still play FIFA, but I've never understood soccer. I don't get it. You have hands. Why can't
don't tell my husband that. Don't tell the vast majority of our readers either.
Sorry, I'm a rugby player. Sorry.
And it's called football.
Football and rugby are the right concept. You get to hit people, you can use your hands. I like it. So
let's see. Lee wants to know, what is the most you would pay for Old Gil for your most desired item?
Oof.
I feel like we did this before.
Kind of. I mean, if they bring back bleeding gums, I'll go as high as 200 on it, 250 even, maybe. I don't know. If it's a one-shot deal. 300 always just feels insulting. That's the whale price. But to me, that's like, no, I'm not going to give you 300 just because that's just insulting. Because that was the whale. So, what is that weird sound I'm hearing?
I don't know.
We've been getting this weird thing in the basement the last week. It's so strange. And I'm not going to go there. I shouldn't.
There we go.
There
Patrick's going on tangents again.
No. Now, here's the deal. I got to be honest with you. I was trying to get a hold of a certain, you know, we're coming up on a lot of stuff. I was trying to get a hold of a certain person, a rabbit-eared person that maybe we all don't ever talk about very much. And I sent something to her last email just saying, hey, what's up? And I haven't heard, but in the last, like, 2 weeks, I've been hearing sounds in the basement. It's weird. So, I don't know. I don't know. It probably has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
So, anyway, I'm sorry.
Can we move along now? I mean.
Yeah. God, it's loud, though. Go ahead. I'll ignore. I'll close the door. Just a second. I'll close the door. Sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hopefully no one gets sick from Pat's Blair Witch style.
yeah. I'm so scared right now. I don't hear anything. Oh, wait.
I think he's gone off his rocker.
Yeah. That's
literally.
It's good broadcasting, folks.
We're going to tour Pat's house at least.
I know.
Whoa.
Wow, your house is nice. It is kind
of downstairs.
Are you literally going to the basement?
This is weird.
What is going on right now?
Pat is off the reservations, folks. Wow, you have a really nice house.
Bunny?
Well, hopefully he doesn't lose signal.
Bunny? Is that you, Bunny? April Fool!
Oh, man. So.
So, friends, what we've learned is that truly addicts is a hobby for Pat since he lives in a McMansion. and Mrs. Miller, the mail order bride, continues to be the best part of Addicts Live.
And
we'll have to put her on retainer.
And Josephine Kickass says that was scarier than the Blair Witch Project. And Ebron tells you don't go in the basement. We know what happens when you go into the basement.
Well, Mrs. Miller is going to come up. And there was a challenge issued by one of the our favorite people that I need to sport green UFOs. And because I can't really see myself, Mrs. Miller is going to be applying those on camera in real life.
And yes, Safi, we apparently did get a tour of Patrick's house. It's a McMansion, as Joe really points out.
Kind of not,
but really, your house is really nice.
It is nice, actually. But yeah, that's because of Mrs. Miller. Let's be honest about it. So it's all.
Well, you know, those Russians, yeah. They're good at cleaning.
Well, I know where I'm staying when I go to visit my kids in Oregon.
The good news is I've actually made the final payment on Mrs. Miller. It's great. So.
I thought he was going to say the house.
No, they did. They did the brides on an installment. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm getting my face painter here.
So. Okay.
I hope this is riveting television for everyone.
Why do we even talk about TSTO? Like, it's so much more entertaining when it's these wild tangents.
Should we answer a couple? Pat's still doing a tour of his house.
Yeah, do questions while Pat gets painted.
So just
oh my god, it's vertigo. It's nothing.
Oh man. So Justin M. Watt said question for Addicts Live. When Stephen Hawking was introduced into the game back during Sci-Fi event, it opened a door for more possible celebrities. So which celebrity would you like to see brought into the game? His personal pick is Ron Howard. I feel like we did this one too.
I want any of the I'm trying to think. Nah, they're all dead. Never mind.
I want Lady Gaga just so I can have her fly in.
There you go. The stadium. I'll go with Lady Gaga.
Lisa Simpson.
Let's just get this out of the way. I'm now out of breath going up and down the stairs. So who was it? It was Kickass that issued this challenge, right?
Yes, Josephine Kickass.
Yeah, it does.
So you better, Grandma okay. Dar, you're going to have to put up.
All right, are we ready?
Issue payment.
All right, here we go.
Everything's telling you.
Yeah, I got to remember, it's kind of skinny on the top, right?
Are we using markers?
We are. We're using permanent marker.
Luckily, we're going to a Ducks game event later this afternoon. Okay, not too dark.
How's that?
It's supposedly washable.
All right. I'm trying to make it look
sort of makes you look like a ventriloquist dummy.
Mrs. Miller
to stand behind you and move your mouth and then say hilarious things.
And Patrick, Josephine Kickass says, okay, Patrick, you need to post another link for the charity, and there's a bonus for Mrs. Miller painting them on live.
Woohoo! Oh, wow. Okay.
So, this is an issue.
That's it. Oh, okay.
All right. Yay. So, yes, let everybody know that, in fact, we are going to be putting up a new link this week for a while.
You can let them know. You're talking.
I'm sorry, what?
You said let everybody know. I said you can let them know. You are talking.
I want you to say it again, and then I want Wookie to repeat it, and then face it. No, I'm sorry. I was going to say that we're going to put up a link for a water tank. It's rain season, and as some of you guys may have heard, the well is no longer well, so we need to get a water tank up quickly for rain gathering. So I'll have a link up on Tuesday. So kick ass. Love you. This is great. Anybody else that wants to donate, watch. I'll put up a link on one of my posts.
This is clear proof that if you dare Patrick to do something on Addicts Live and offer him money as a result for his charity, he will do it.
And it has a Simpsons reference because Homer Simpson was Mr. Burns' prank monkey. So that,
there you go.
That makes Patrick Josephine Kickass his prank monkey.
Maybe we should have a new segment that says, what will Patrick do for a donation to Friends of Ouija?
Let's not go anymore.
Patrick's Bougia Prank Monkey Corner.
I'm biting my tongue and restraining myself right now as we speak. So
let's jump to two more.
Monkeys do when they get too excited.
So I'm glad I'm 3,000 miles away. Thank you.
I know. I think I'd pay money for the complete tour of that McMansion.
It's not as grand as it looks. It really is not. It's you'll see. Someday I'll give you a tour.
It's meant to be a compliment. Your house looks nice.
It is nice, but it's because I get like a 6-square-foot area in the couch, and then I get my man cave where all my crap is that you guys usually see, but the rest of the house is totally Mrs. Miller. So, yeah.
I'm just jealous because I'm sitting in one of the two rooms in Chicago.
All right, I get it.
Patrick, Grandmama Dart issued a new challenge for you.
Already?
Sumo! Sumo, sumo, sumo!
No! Sumo. That's going to cost big. That's going to cost big. That could lose our FCC license right there.
All right. Two more questions, and then we'll... We're having too much fun for April Fool's. All right. Let's see. Russian Tigger, our favorite Addicts Live questionnaire, says, firstly, a TSTO-related question. Do you think some recent additions to our games have made us lazier players? I mean things like the Office of Unemployment and the IRS building. I use both, and earlier, as I used my Office of Unemployment to send my characters away in tasks, I thought using these has really encouraged my recent laziness towards the game. I rarely put characters on visual tasks. I love, like I used to, which is easier to send everyone at once. So do you think it makes this lazier? Is it a good or a bad thing?
I don't use it. I mean, I admit it. I have an ever-growing list of weird perpetual tasks that is now keeping me locked into some horrible, you know, OCD link. The latest one I just added was I have all of the people performing on the opera stage, and when they all take off, they all scatter. You really got to bust it and get them to go back on the stage. But yeah, I mean, I never use the IRS thing. I've got loads of weird perpetual ones that hang out there, though. I'm weird. What can I say?
My town is huge, so I don't know. I think it's nice.
Yeah.
I will tell you that my favorite feature of the Family Guy game, which I don't play anymore, so for the record, I don't play it anymore, is the collect all button. I wish TSTO had a collect all button instantly, where you push one button, it collects everything from your buildings, because even though we have the IRS building with its big radius, inevitably, I always forget a certain area of my town. Always.
Yeah. I'm not that worried about game. I think the bigger question is game cash even valuable anymore? I mean, I think we're at a place where somebody brought it up in comments this week and kind of got jumped on, but I kind of agreed with them that these big events are more and more have their own currency. There's hardly anything to buy with game cash. And now that they're awarding...
what is going on?
Tiles. I don't know.
Am I the only one that hears that vibrating?
Oh, it's my phone.
Okay. That was just about ready to get R-rated. I had to bite my tongue really hard on that one.
It's my phone, yes.
I'm going back into spy mode. Sorry. No, that's
my Chewbacca screensaver.
Yeah, we don't need to know. We do not need to know, Wookiee. It's okay.
That's my awesome phone case.
And it's Russian Tigger.
Somebody was calling me.
Russian Tigger also says, You're going to spend 4 weeks alone on a desert island. You'll have all the basics you need, such as food and water, but you're allowed to take one little luxury item. What item would you take and why?
One luxury item?
And it says, yes, there's always a but.
I'd take my butt for sure.
I'm just reading this wrong. It says, I told you, I need to learn how to read. But yes, there's always a but. They can't be another person or anything electronic. So you take one luxury item that's not another person and not an electronic.
Yeah, it's easy. I'd take my guitar.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I take my guitar.
Yep. That was easy.
Sorry. Grandma Dar's making fun of me because I said vibrating. She said it was buzzing. lost my train of thought. I would take, I can't think of anything electronic.
Hey, most of the time, it's an electric shaver, but sometimes. That's a Fight
Club reference. Sometimes it's a toothbrush. Sometimes.
Oh, man. This show has gone off the rails. Yeah, I have no idea what I would take that's not electronic.
A baseball bat, I guess, right?
Well, I guess a book. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I do is like electronic wise, laptop, tablet.
If you're gonna be on TV, the island for a long time, that better be a big ass book. I mean, take like Atlas Shrugged or something like that.
See, but I'm like when we go on vacation, I bring like stacks of books and stuff, and I never read them because I'm too busy like swimming in the ocean or just relaxing on the beach. So it's like not a, you know what I would bring? A bottle of Southern Comfort. There you go.
I think it depends on how long you're going to be there. That's the key.
Well, it said 4 weeks.
Oh, 4 weeks. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to really nurse that bottle. I don't know.
All right. So, sorry. Sam asked the question. I'm just trying to find it because it was early in the show. Last question. Which is somewhere. Sorry, guys. Live TV. My fault. I didn't have it ready. Pat, you were saying something.
No, I mean, I was not saying something. I was keeping myself from saying some things that I shouldn't say on the air.
Oh, okay.
So I just.
So Sam says, my question for tonight, EA has introduced a lot of characters that I feel would have been more prominent in other anticipated events. Do you think that means that it's less likely we will get those events? I hope you get what I mean. Basically, he's saying there's a few Simpsons movie items. Do you think that now we won't get a Simpsons movie event? Yes.
I don't know. I mean, my feeling is that it's, this feels like they're almost running out of some sense of enough content to keep it going for another year or two. I mean, they're going to probably go through 30 years of Simpsons. I think the movie event has got a possibility. I don't know. It's as possible as anything.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. Like, I don't think they were ever going to do a Simpsons movie event, but seeing the EPA stuff, like a thousand eyes trapped forever. Like, that's really great. Because I didn't know how the whole dome mechanics would work, like, in-game. But honestly, EA, if you're watching, literally we've done not one, but two contests about designing things. And if you're looking for ideas, literally Addicts did the work for you. Like, hard work, like dialogue and unlock screens.
It's
all there. Like, you don't, your next 2 years are covered, even if you just pick, like, the top 10.
Yeah, no, there's a couple, three really great ideas of ones that I would look forward to playing for sure.
Yeah.
It was good.
So it's what?
Good stuff.
What I mean, let's put it this way. Except you're welcome.
These people think about it a lot more than I do. I'll be honest about it. So, I mean, that's a lot of work.
Grandma Madar really wants an Addicts event. So, sadly, I think 1% of the people that play TSDO would actually know what that was.
I think that's probably true. I think what's funny is that it's actually, my battery's going low.
We lost Patrick again.
It's the Russians.
It became a spy signal.
We have no picture. We have audio, no visual, Pat.
I know.
He's been put in witness protection.
There we go. this phone thing. I don't know. So, I don't know. The thing with me is that I think that the only deal they have with doing an addicts thing is now that we've settled into who's an addict and who's not an addict and whatever, we could push that. We could boycott. What I was really saying is you keep saying 1%, and that's what I used to say too. I think it's way higher than that. I think a lot of people come through as drive-by lookers. I don't think that they're actually they don't comment, they don't stay in the box, and we're not tracking individual IPs. I think most people that play the game for more than a little bit of time end up coming through our little territory. So
no, yeah, I agree. Because like after playing at it or playing TSTO for like 2 or 3 months, one of my friends found one of the old sites, and that's what started this entire journey for me.
Yeah.
So, and I was just a lurker, like a solid lurker. Never even thought like it'd be cool to do it what that guy, Mr. T, does.
Yeah.
And then look at us now.
Yeah, no, it's
we have
insane.
Production value.
It's insane. And at this point, it's so ubiquitous, you pretty much can't Google anything to do with the game and not have us come up on top.
Or the Simpsons. Yeah. You look up stuff for the Simpsons. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny, I mean, actually, you know, to go back a chapter and a half, what's funny is that if you do searches on a lot of stuff, my old friend stuff comes up with cranky images. So people knew the cranky images before they knew XYZ. This keeps going on. And now I actually get emails from people that are upset that they, hey, what'd you do? How come you're on Google and you don't have a site? It's like, you're not really paying attention, you know? So now if you go in and you put in cranky old guy, you come up with my site, which loops back to, I mean, it's just an ongoing thing. The interwebs, what can I say? It's a convoluted thing. Yeah. And they have that new instant messaging thing. Have you heard about that?
They're laughing.
And Ebron says she hasn't seen all the episodes. Has there ever been a Sam Spade 1940s takeoff?
I'm assuming. Oh, Sam Spade? I don't think so.
1947. Okay. So, on that note, if you guys missed the beginning of the show, our big announcement, it really wasn't that big of an announcement, aside from Patrick looking for Bunny, was that we're having a contest, April Fool's Day contest, launching right after this live feed is over, I'll put up the post. It's related to the header above. There are things wrong with the header above, so you have to figure out what's wrong with that header. There are 11 things wrong with it. You have to tell me what 10 of them are. One of them cannot be the example I give. And a couple examples would be...
No examples. Make it hard. No examples.
The example I live in the post is what you can't say. But, you know, there's a few things. It's pretty easy to see based on, you know, what's on Patrick's face and what's on my head. And, yeah. So, that all being said...
Stop giving hints. You're worried they aren't going to find them. Stop giving hints.
I'm not worried because it doesn't... Yeah, I'm not... worried. Our readers are smart. I just like to help people. Joe, going back to what you said.
Once again, we are now starting to feel like, okay, so Alyssa, what can we do on this update? Okay, I'll get you a list. That never comes.
No.
See, people, this is our world.
It's all up here. Sorry, guys. Although Joe usually knows when he has to work. Joe just knows. Eventually, Pat, you'll just know. You just read my mind. It works.
Yes.
Thank you, addicts, for waking up with me over the last hour.
And everyone, thank you for watching. We'll see you, I think, maybe 2 weeks. 2 weeks is the Saturday before Easter, so we'll figure it out. And for those requesting Safi to join us, I've spoken with Safi. He will be joining us hopefully in a future episode, but not this month. He's got some busy stuff going on. So Safi will be participating in the near future.
There's only one thing left to say. Go Dawgs!
Everyone have a good week. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.